Minister, in the context of the programme for government's commitment to support family carers and indeed in preparation for the home care package, which we are told will be in place by the end of the year, I want to ask you about both the government and the Green Party position on the really important issues relating to carers allowance. Now, the first relates to the fact that carers allowance is means tested. What that means, Minister, is that any household with a total gross income of less than €37,000 is entitled to full carers allowance. And that's before taxes paid, USC, etc. That's a minimum amount of income. If the total gross income is between €37,000 and €62,000, you're on a sliding scale and you'd finish up with maybe around €10 a week for carers allowance at €62,000. And anybody earning €62,000 gross pays at least €20,000 in tax and USC. So that tells you how low the income disregards are. Also, if you have a second property or if you have savings over €20,000, you start to lose your carers allowance. Now, I would say the government has increased that to €50,000 by June, and that is positive, and I'm not minimising it, but it's still not enough, Minister. It's estimated that 25% of carers get carers allowance. I know they're not all full-time, but you need to review those income disregards and get rid of the means test, which I have heard called over many years a mean test. And it's also important to remember that in order to get carers allowance, the person cared for has to be medically assessed to be in need of full-time care. And crucially, carers allowance is taxable. So that means that those who benefit most get the most income from carers allowance. But this isn't just about money. The Citizens Assembly have said that care must be recognised in the Constitution and that Article 41 is to be replaced by an article on care, and that this would mean that the state would be obliged to support carers and that carers' allowance should be they're looking that you would increase the disregards on carers' allowance. Now, Minister, we're all aware of the cost of caring. Just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I was happy to launch with Family Carers Ireland and the Vincentian Partnership another report on the cost of caring. Minister, the main costs are around energy and transport. And in that context, finally, I want to ask if you would consider to commit to working to ensure that carers' allowance is a qualifying payment for fuel allowance.
I agree with your points you've made. And I think it's important we do recognise sometimes when we do increase things that we recognise it, because otherwise the political support for further increases isn't agreed or isn't there. And as you say, in that last budget, the capital disregard for carers increased from 20,000 to 50,000. That wasn't insignificant. And also the improvements in the income disregard went from €332.50 a year to €350. Not as much as we might want, but it was significantly increased. And also the care support grant, just to record what has been done in the last year, because it's important to record things that we might want to go further with so that they're not just ignored and forgotten about, was increased to €1,850. And also the qualified child allowance increased as well, and also the underlying €5 increased. So there were a number of ways in which this government did recognise what you say is true. We need to support caring in the whole variety of different roles that are provided by carers in our economic. This is not just an economy about getting everyone working, getting it. There are critical value in caring work that we need to recognise and support. I absolutely agree in terms of the potential. I think if I heard you correctly, that we're looking at the woman in the home referendum, that gives us an opportunity to redefine that in a way that not only gets rid of some of the sexist aspects of it, but also retains what was in some of the original actually impetus behind some of the wording, as I understand, that we value caring work. And I absolutely agree, and I think that's an opportunity that this Oireachtas needs to grasp to get the right wording there so that we really do in our constitution support caring work and in the home and elsewhere. Lastly, and finally, the point you make about the energy and food price crisis, because it will be food as well and other materials now coming out of this war. We've done a whole range of different measures. We're going to have to think now about what we do in next year's budget. I think it'll take time. We need to talk to social partners and others and think about how do we address this cost of living crisis. And my sense is that we should be targeted in what we do, because there will be really, particularly those in lowest income or in certain circumstances, maybe caught out most. I had a meeting yesterday with we have a team in our department looking at this whole issue, energy security and response to the crisis. And at it, Alan Barrett from the ESRI is helping coordinate work we're doing with the ESRI modelling, with UCC and UCD modelling, to try and in this period, as we're working forward to the budget, target where exactly is the needs most in this high price cost of living increase. That might provide the opportunity for exactly what I sense you're looking for, is detailed modelling to target, particularly if it is, and I think it may be in the carers' roles, that the ones are most at risk. And that modelling work may help us target them and find and then design the solution that protects them most in any response.
Yes, thank you, Minister. And I hear what you're saying about targeting. So whether you get rid of the means test or whether you increase further the income disregards, it basically, when you've modelled, you'll see what the outcome is. But you do need to do one or either, because that's what the Citizens' Assembly have asked you to do. And also, Minister, the Citizens' Assembly made a very important point, because it's gross income that's taken into consideration. So if you are a family carer, either male or female, you are relying on your partner's income to support you and to support care in the home. And they asked for the individualisation of social welfare payments. That's a really important point. So whether it's male or female, man or woman who's caring, they find themselves at a significant disadvantage because of the way this legislation is put in place. And also, the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act will come into being, I think, in June of this year. And that means family members will have a formal role to play. It's an extra commitment, an extra administrative burden on all family carers. You need to take that into consideration also.
No, we will take that into consideration. I understand Minister Humphreys last year published a cost of disability report that might help back up some of that argument. And I think you're looking at, in my mind, a wider, important budget issue. I remember over the years, Social Justice Ireland were always making the case, if I hear it similar to what you're saying, that we could look at the use of refundable tax credits or other mechanisms to recognise that we individualised the tax system but didn't individualise the social welfare system. At that broadest level, that's going right back 20-something years now, more, or 20 years ago. And I think there's real case for that further evolution, because otherwise what we will leave behind, if we do everything as assuming it's all about who's in work and the person who's outside the paid workforce is completely left behind and their work is not recognised, then that would be a real injustice in my mind. Now, how you do that, and that's not a small change, that's not easy, might have to do it in a step-by-step process, but I agree with the broad premise. It is towards valuing, perhaps in a universal way, the value of everyone's contribution and giving people freedom and flexibility to make their choice as to what's best for their life, be it caring or other roles.